To have an evening session. So very good to see you all, and how many of you have come here for the evening session. It's like if we were at a retreat centre, you'd have nowhere else to go really. So well, I suppose you could go for a walk, we could stay on the sofa or go in your room, but pretty much everybody turns up unless they're feeling completely knackered or something. But there's so much more you could be doing here. So it's very nice to see you here on the retreat. And actually it's nice because we do some retreats where we normally just do three sessions a day, but the ones that I tend to do with Paramananda, we usually start with an early morning meditation, but we don't have an evening session. And there's a very different feel when you've got an evening session, I think. But then it has a different feel when you've got a morning session. I always get into like, oh, but I like to have the early morning meditations, but oh, I like to have the evenings. So compromise is to do some retreats one way and some retreats the other way. But I think what I like on retreats when you've got an evening session is often you've been practicing, there's a bit of continuity, you know, because when we're just at home and we'd maybe do one meditation or two meditations a day, but on a retreat we'll have had, you know, talks, reflections, meditations, maybe a bit of mantra chanting all through the day, and that will have had an effect, and there'll be all the stuff that we're being aware of, that we're processing, that's coming up for us during the retreat. And there's something about in the evening sessions, it can be a chance to just sort of like arrive with what's happening that evening and maybe processing some of that in a sort of like reflective way or through chanting and ritual. Given, you know, what I was saying earlier about wanting to keep this quite simple, I'm not going to have a puja, but what we will be doing, I'm just going to touch in a few themes that we had and go back to the poem started with, that the retreat, the title of the retreat is a quote from, At the Still Point of the Turning World, T.S. Eliot poem from the Four Quartets called Burnt Norton. And then we're just going to follow this simple format where we'll chant a mantra, I'll do a short reading connected to one of the Lakshanas, and then we'll have a period of, it's up to you whether you want to just reflect or whether you want to do meditation. It'll be just sitting, it won't be led. There'll be a bell at the end and bells at the beginning and at the end. I think I'm saying reflection or just sitting, because I think if you say just sitting, everyone's got their different idea of what just sitting is, and can still feel they have to do something. They have to just sit, rather than just be there and allow your mind to do what it's doing. And if you find yourself thinking or reflecting, then you think, oh, I'm not just sitting, I'm reflecting. So just to make it open to you, you know, there's been a lot that's been happening in the world, probably a lot that's been happening in your life, and probably, even though we've only had a day and a bit, quite a lot that's happened during the retreat. So if you want to reflect on something, just feel free, give your mind space to do what it needs to do, and your heart and your body, as I said, let's let go of having demands, expectations about what should be happening during the retreat, what we should be achieving, attaining. Because as we know, attainment too is emptiness, yes? Anyway, that's the plan. And the three mantras, because I talked earlier about how awakening or enlightenment is often seen in terms of either compassion and wisdom, or as a three-parter with compassion, wisdom and energy. So we're going to start chanting a mantra that we did earlier on in the retreat, Amoga Siddhi, partly sort of for the energy aspect of it, but also because he's very much associated with integration, confidence, fearlessness, which are all qualities that we can do with along the retreat. And there's something about his time is midnight and entering into the forest and the unconscious and things that I think is quite useful Buddha to tap into the qualities and the associations with him. And the thing about the still point, you know, when you have integrated or when you've got across, there's a point in the middle of the stillness where you're not pulling towards one thing or another. So there's the stillness in terms of physical activity, but there's also trying to get a bit more stillness in our hearts and minds by not being so reactive and not going from one polarity to another, one duality to another, which we do all the time, you know, reacting against our experience. So maybe if we can allow ourselves to be open and integrate all of that, then that's one way of getting more into the stillness. And then when it comes to compassion, we're going to do Green Tara Mantra. And again, she's got that that balance between sitting in meditation posture, but also stepping down into the world, reaching out into the world to others. Bringing together those two dualities, those two aspects of the inner, the outer, the personal, the universal, and the internal, external, embodied just in her posture, in a way. And she's supposed to be very receptive to anyone calling on her, and she's willing to help us out, and also particularly help with fear and any kind of thing. So she's a consort or partner or female Buddha equivalent of Omega City, so they're very linked in that way. And then finally, because I wanted to have the three part of the wisdom as well. Although it doesn't necessarily fit in with any of the things that I've been talking about, we're going to do Akshobhya as the mantra. And one of the reasons we're going to do Akshobhya is because he's actually head of the wisdom family of all the archetypal Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. He's the dark blue Buddha. He helps transform ill will and hatred into metta, which probably we may all need to do somewhere along the line, even if it's like we become aware of sort of negative internal critic. You know, that's a form of ill will. We want to try and transform that. We want to bring more kindness, more metta to ourselves and others. And finally, just because I have a strong relationship with him, when we get ordained, we choose a particular Buddha or Bodhisattva, what we can do, that we do visualization practices and try and, we have a bond, really. And Akshobhya is the Buddha that I chose, and I had a long sense of connection with not just him, but him in particular, even before that. So in a way, I'm leading this retreat, so I'm just choosing the Buddha that I like the best, even though there's no thematic reason for him to be here, other than that he's the head of the wisdom family, the Vajra family. And I also wanted us to do a plain chant mantra, because we've been doing quite a lot of melodic mantras, and the Omega Siddhi one and the Green Tara will be melodic mantras. And when we get to the Akshobhya, we'll just do like a plain chant on one note, just again and again, and just get that sort of more primal reverberation. Anyway, that's the plan. So I'm just going to read a bit, or maybe two bits, from T.S. Eliot. And as I said, we're going to be quite happy to repeat reading some things just for that repetition, rather than bringing in loads and loads of new things each day. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshness, neither from nor towards, at the still point. There the dance is. But neither a rest nor movement. And do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance. I can only say, there we have been, but I cannot say where. And I cannot say how long, for that is to place it in time. The inner freedom from the practical desire, the release from action and suffering, release from the inner and the outer compulsion, yet surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light still and moving. Words move, music moves only in time, but that which is only living can only die. Words after speech reach into the silence. Only by the form, the pattern, can words or music reach the stillness. As a Chinese jar still moves perpetually in its stillness. So those are just some brief quotes from the longer poem, which has some great lines in it as well. Desire itself is movement. Because in a way, the inner movement is very much around the push and pull of aversion and craving. And that still point is when we can reach the point when we're not reaching out or pushing anything away, but just being with it. And as we sit still, as we sit in our practice, just be with whatever's there, whatever our experience is, just trying to have an attitude of receptivity and openness, accepting what arises, what passes away, or just noticing that we can't do that, we don't want to do that, but we're reacting against that. You know, whatever is going on, just be with it. So we're going to start with the Amoga Siddhi mantra, which may have a feeling of a bit more energy and movement to it, but will eventually fade and then will be still and quiet. So do join in at home, or you don't have to if you don't want to, but it might get your energy going more if you do chant the mantra, so there is an invitation to go for it. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahum.
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 Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahum. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahum.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahum.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahum. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahum.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum.
Om
Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum.
Om
Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum.
Om
Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi
Aum.
Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. Om Amoghasiddhi Aum. I thought I was alone who suffered. I went on top of the house and found every house on fire. Thank you. And now an opportunity to connect with compassion through chanting the Green Tara Mantra. To reflect on impermanence. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu E Swaha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu E Swaha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu E Swaha.
Tare to raise fire.
tare tu re swaha.
Om tare tu tare tu re swaha.
Om tare tu tare tu re swaha.
Om tare tu tare tu re swaha.
Nothing is permanent. The sun and the moon rise and then set. The bright clear day is followed by the deep dark night. From hour to hour, everything changes. So connecting with wisdom, including our own innate wisdom, through chanting the Akshobhya mantra. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om 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 Vajrakshobhya Hum. What appears to us is real, but only up to a point. Actually, nothing is as we think it is. So there is nothing permanent to grasp onto. There is no fixed self to grasp onto anything. All there is an ever-changing process. There is no permanent substance whatever anyway. We are part of that ever-changing process. So that brings us to the end of this evening's session of practice. And Praninita will be leading the day tomorrow, starting at 10:30. And again, the session's at 4 and at 7. Or 4:30 if you don't want to do the groups. So as we said, we're alternating the days, so each leading a day in turn. Giving ourselves some space as well. So thank you all for coming and practicing, and I look forward to practicing with you tomorrow.